We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I think Senator Mike Rogers said it best in the clips coming up. Vladimir Putin, or Pooty Poot, as George W. Bush used to call him, is playing chess, and the people running the United States are playing marbles. Schoolyard, gangster, Chicago thug types. I'm not romanticizing, as I say, Vladimir Putin. The point is that we've had a lot of guests on who don't think this is a very big crisis in the Ukraine bordering Russia. I do think it's a big crisis, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the background. We reported 4 days ago Russian troops were coming into Crimea. People said, oh, that's fear-mongering. It's in Reuters. It's in AP. Russia confirms military action has been authorized. They've marched in the Orthodox priest. They're ready for war. Now, they're just trying to have a buffer zone in case the West takes 95%, basically, of Ukraine. They want that border zone, like in Georgia, like South Ossetia or Abkhazia. That's the interest, and to keep some of those ports that are in that area. And that is 75% Russian in that area. So that's what's going on. But NATO's threatening military action. This is a big, big deal. We're going to be breaking that down coming up, obviously. Here's the headline out of Reuters. So the fake media out there, like Raw Story and people, you know, don't put out an article saying that we made this up. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. By the way, I don't attack sites like Raw Story that were much bigger than out of hand. I just saw an article this morning saying internet-only radio host and Tucker Carlson say Democrats connected to Ku Klux Klan. And I mean, it's well known. I'm on over 160 stations in the top 25 Talkers magazine, trade publications, 3 million listeners a day, one of the biggest news sites out there, 500, 600 million views on YouTube. But I am proud, though. I am proud, and that's what the White House Media Matter says, basically, internet only as well, that we did dominate first internet, and then I did come from nowhere on my own druthers with the help of our great listeners and supporters, that we're organic. I mean, I'm more proud. I wasn't installed at Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. I didn't come from the mainstream media into the alternative media to then dominate media. I came from nowhere, access television, to dominate media. But who else can you say that about? There's only one name I can think of, just one name, Matt Drudge. Who else is there in news? And that paradigm shifting where the hot movies come from YouTube now, and then people get big, you know, shows on Netflix out of his directors. And now the tables are turned where it really is more of a level playing field to a certain extent. It's still stilted, but more and more level. And then they sit there from their dying dinosaur position and go, internet-only radio host, oh my gosh. He's not like Piers Morgan with 380,000 viewers. He has 3 million a day. 3 million listeners. Then there's, I don't know, 600,000 podcasts and millions of YouTube views and all the rest of it. I don't know how many views. I mean, conservative 3 million. That's in Arbitron stuff that's come out years ago off of, you know, just the stations that buy the ratings. Buy that, you have to subscribe to even be able to have access to them. And you've got to, just off the stations we have that get Arbitron, it was like 400 and something thousand for 15 minutes last time we checked with an ad agency. It's over 3 million over the show. I mean, you know, and you people sit there saying we're not legitimate because we came from nowhere. That makes me more legitimate, dumbass. Let me tell you, if it didn't global freeze my ass off, I don't know what it is. And the answer is pay more taxes to Al Gore. I know. You people don't control reality. Global warming by humans is pure BS. You're BS, and you're in free fall, all of you. And so thank God, thanks for the lie, actually, saying I'm not associated with mainstream media.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Sunday. Can you believe it? The second day of March 2014. This year is just blasting past us so fast, even more than last year, like we're in a Lamborghini going down the Autobahn at 250 miles per hour. And the world is racing towards a new Cold War with Russia like never before, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the headlines right now from Reuters. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. That is the quote, and that is what the Ukrainian installed NATO, Western-backed EU technocrat, bankster prime minister is saying. The Russians have sent tens of thousands of special forces troops, tanks, helicopters into Crimea, that's 75% Russia and a questionable ethnic zone. It's questionable whether it's really part of Ukraine. That's how World War II started, of course. Hitler going into Danzig and other areas that were questionable, whether they were German or part of neighboring countries. Same thing into Poland. And so Russia has sent troops in to protect their ports and facilities in that area. I want to be clear. I am not taking sides in this whole thing. Russia has a lot of corruption, a lot of problems. NATO, incredibly corrupt, has a lot of problems. The United States, hijacked by foreign banks, being looted and extracted, as Dylan Radigan properly said before he left MSNBC. The issue is George Soros, Hillary Clinton, the State Department, John Kerry, all the usual suspects in the last few years have pumped $5 billion. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine admits this last week. There's video clips. We've played them last week. $5 billion into Ukraine for this destabilization. And they're working with leftist groups. They're working with immigrant groups. They're working with white supremacist groups on record that are the main government now to install them in control. And I'm not saying the people didn't have beefs with the Russian-influenced government that was there. I'm not saying they don't have beefs from pre-World War II when Stalin killed close to 10 million Ukrainians, starving them to death. There's a reason the Ukrainians ran into the arms of Hitler thinking he'd be a liberator, and of course wasn't. It's kind of like Hitler's bad, so's Stalin. Well, the West is bad, so's Putin. I mean, this is the way history works, but the West is lighting the fuse in this situation. That is the issue that we're talking about here today. So for TV viewers, we'll have a document cam and go over some of these articles. But for radio listeners, you can just search engine any story I mention, and you can pull it up or go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones or our Facebooks. We have several Facebooks out there. Or you can also go to places like DrudgeReport.com. There's a lot of sites out there really covering and following this right now. But if you're a TV viewer watching us on InfoWarsNews.com or InfoWars.com/show, you can actually see what's going on in a full-bore radio/TV production going on. We don't just have webcams. We pioneered what Glenn Beck and Howard Stern and many others have been doing the last 5 years or 3 years. We've been doing it for now 11 years, full video feeds from five different cameras in a TV studio to add a documentation level to the radio. But at heart, we are a radio transmission, no teleprompters, no talking points, seat of our pants with liberty, justice, truth. Our compass is common sense, God, and history. Now let's get in to the situation on the border of Russia in Central Eastern Europe. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. Reuters. Ukraine mobilized for war on Sunday, and Washington threatened to isolate Russia economically with sanctions after President Vladimir Putin declared he had the right to invade his neighbor in Moscow's biggest confrontation with the West since the Cold War. This is not a threat. This is actually the declaration of war to my country, said Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, if I pronounced that correctly, head of the pro-Western government, also a super right-wing white supremacist, that took power when Russia's ally Viktor Yushchenko fled last week. I'm butchering all these names. Yanukovych said in English, Putin secured permission from the parliament on Saturday to use military force to protect Russian citizens in Ukraine and told U.S. President Barack Obama he had the right to defend Russian interests and national, spurring Western pleas not to intervene. Now, what's wrong with this article so far? It says Russia has invaded basically all of Ukraine. Russia invaded an area 75% controlled by Russia, in many cases going back and forth for 500 years, known as the Crimea. They've had the Crimean Wars, not war. This is a heavily disputed area, and it's 75% Russian. And that's where they've got their military bases and their ports already. So it's kind of like the U.S. still has Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, because they always had it. Even though the communists took over, the Marines stayed there and said, you're not getting it. That's what's going on here. And I'm not defending the U.S. keeping Guantanamo Bay. It's gigantic, by the way. I'm not defending Russia coming in and grabbing the Crimea. But it's a very small area. And it's Russian, basically. And they've had wars for hundreds of years over it. Let's just get that straight. So they're not, they're telling you they've invaded Ukraine. That's not the case. But Russia, I guarantee you, wants and is inviting, just like happened in Georgia in 2008, in a South Ossetia and Abkhazia, same kind of zones on the Russian border with Georgia, demilitarized UN zones with Russian bases in them. They're inviting the paramilitaries and the mobilizing Ukrainian military that says they're mobilizing for, quote, war with Russia and admitting they can't win, begging for NATO to come in. Russia's waiting for them to attack. And then Russia will pour in and take half of Ukraine, which is already pro-Russia, right up to the river and the border with the capital, Kiev. And that's what's going to happen. That's where everything is pointing. So there you go. That's the facts. And they say later in the article, Russian forces have already bloodlessly seized Crimea, an isolated Black Sea peninsula where Moscow is a naval base. That's it. That's where they are. That's where they went. So they later admit that, but say they basically invaded all of Ukraine. It's just not true. Okay, there you go. They took Guantanamo Bay, basically like the Marines did. Let's move to the next article. Prime Minister, Russia has declared war on Ukraine. And that's an Infowars.com article. We're on the brink of disaster. We're at a red alert. He went on to say the video is on Infowars.com. Now, continuing, we're going to play this clip right now. Well, you know what? First, let's play the Western-backed, new installed over the last elected prime minister, new installed leader, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, says Ukraine on the brink of disaster. Let's play that clip, then we'll play this clip with the senator talking about what's really happening over there. But right now, let's go to that clip of the new Western-backed leader as we go to break.
Putin wants to be the president who started the war between two neighboring and friendly countries, between Ukraine and Russia. So he has reached this target with a few inches. We are on the brink of the disaster.
I agree with that statement. We'll be right back. We're on the brink of disaster. Stay with us, folks.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, hosted by myself and the rest of the great InfoWars team. We are not just the new media dominating the old dinosaur media. We are the hardest working team in media because we're fueled by the love of liberty. All right, continuing here, and then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. This is a big deal, what's happening. The kickoff of a new Cold War, that's even what the New York Times is calling it. It's a serious situation, and the West is so much more immoral than it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s by every metric, by every legal maxim, by every university study. Press freedoms are out the window. Financial freedoms are out the window. Surveillance is out of control. We are becoming like the old Soviet Union, as Russia is becoming more unfree as well in many ways. And it is a race to the bottom. So we don't have the moral high ground here. And the average American doesn't even know what's going on over there. It's kind of like they have these events now, and it's, yeah, it's kind of in the news, but a background thing. Hey, the Oscars are on, you know, and did you hear what was going on with Justin Bieber today? Meanwhile, Russian troops are not going to blink, folks. They didn't with Napoleon or Hitler or the United States. And I'm not comparing the United States to Hitler and Napoleon. I'm just saying they didn't over and over again. It was internal corruption that brought them down. And they've built back up to a certain extent, and this is not a good situation. And you notice right as the dollar's in trouble, right as those world economic problems, every forecaster's told you, from Gerald Celente to Jim Rogers to Mark Faber to myself to countless others, it's a historical fact, the card is to go to war. It was that way 5,000 years ago. It was that way 300 years ago. It's a good political diversion. The Iranians like war and don't want to be peaceful, their government, because it lets them take their people's liberties. The Israelis like a state of war because it lets them control their people. The American government likes a state of war or crisis because it lets them control the people. The Germans are the same. Pretty much everybody is historically. And the fact that we can't even recognize that is why we're in so much trouble. And the Russians have a little bit of the moral high ground. They've got a lot of problems. They've been trying to influence Ukraine. There's a lot of issues, but it's in their backyard. And our government, run by offshore banks, is starting this. So I don't side with the Russians in it. It's just we don't have the moral high ground. And I don't support anything if I don't have the moral high ground. Because it's you reap what you sow. And I've looked at all the angles of this. It's a bad situation. Now, continuing, Obama got asked a few days ago at a Democratic Party event, the story's up on InfoWars.com. Hey, are you worried about nuclear war with Russia? You know, we don't want to sit here and hear about how great Obamacare is, the great screw job in the sky, and, you know, or how we're all, you know, believing global freeze our butts off if we don't pay Al Gore carbon taxes. You know, now it's global cooling they want you to pay them taxes for when you breathe. President Obama was well into a speech at the Democratic National Committee summit on Friday when someone in the crowd said, Mr. Obama, tell us about your plans for nuclear war with Russia. The man shouted, according to a transcript released by the White House. And they are moving nuclear weapons into the area. They are moving missiles to shoot down the Russian response. The Russians are freaking out, getting encircled. Let me tell you, if the Russians were moving missiles into Mexico, I'd be upset. If Russians were moving missiles into Cuba, I'd say, take it out of there. We're going to blow your butt off. Just like what happened during the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is very provocative. Of course, the U.S. moved missiles into Turkey is why the Russians moved them into Cuba. We came within inches of nuclear war, folks, and most of us wouldn't be here today. It'd be a whole different future if that would happen. And the Rand Corporation was ready for it. That's what Dr. Strangelove's all about. Real Rand Corporation plans from 2 years before that Stanley Kubrick got, where they wanted to survive a nuclear war and have the elite go in the bunkers for a few years and then regroup and take down the whole world and set up a world government. The elite is ready to have a nuclear war. I'm not. Even if I had passcodes to the underground bunkers with nuclear power and swimming pools and, you know, a pleasure servants for the elite, I would not want to be part of that because I'm not a mass murderer. I'm not insane. And in Dr. Strangelove, the president plays the part of a Kennedy character, played by Peter Sellers, and the generals are explaining, we need to go ahead and have this nuclear war, you know, that Curtis LeMay wants to have. They call him Jack T. Ripper in the film. All later came out, this is actually what went on. The CIA actually came to Kubrick and said, how do you know all this? That came out on record, and I've talked to the family and confirmed it. And all of this type stuff goes on. Well, he just had sources. It was well known and later came out. The Joint Chiefs, headed up by L.L. Lemnitzer, Curtis LeMay, and others, wanted to have nuclear war with Russia so they could have a planetary government run by Pax Americana that wouldn't be an American system, a fascist system. And so all I'm telling you is, don't think that Obama and the people controlling him won't pull something like this. This is in the cards. I'm not saying it's going to happen. So let's go to Obama acting like he doesn't know what the heckler's talking about, asking a real question. You know, we don't want to hear about the Oscars or how you're going to be on Jimmy Fallon or how you're a big movie star, how beautiful your wife that looks like a snapping turtle is. We don't want you to be a celebrity in our face, force-fed every day. Everyone rejects you. We hate you. We don't like you, con artist. Let's go to the clip.
I'm sorry. Who's that back
Let
there?
Let me act confident in front of all my idiot followers.
What the heck are you talking about?
And again, you can barely hear the guys. Nuclear war. We're worried about nuclear war. He laughs at it. That's funny. Russian troops are pouring in. If anybody crosses them, they've said, like in 2008 in Georgia, they're going to launch nuclear attacks on Europe.
No, don't worry about it. We're okay. We're having a seat.
Yeah, don't worry about him. By the way, you noticed it was bad enough.
About that plan.
It was bad enough when they would chant USA when anyone questioned Bush. That was cult-like enough. But Obama, Obama, Obama. Did you hear that? Obama, Obama. He's like, it's okay. Don't even listen to that guy. Yeah, don't listen. The Oscars are coming up in a couple days. You know, we're about to have nuclear war. There's a good chance it could happen. It almost happened in Syria. But the Joint Chiefs said this could cause nuclear war with Russia. And Obama backed down at a midnight meeting. But just don't even worry about that, kooks. You know, we don't worry about that. Here is, U.S. prepares to recall diplomats, impose sanctions, and Representative Mike Rogers, I was calling him a senator, I promoted him, chairman of the Select Intelligence Committee, came out and had this to say about the situation in the Ukraine.
President Obama has been handling relations with Russia versus how Vladimir Putin has been handling relations with the United States.
Well, I think Putin is playing chess, and I think we're playing marbles. And I don't think it's even close. So if you look at the nuclear negotiations, we got our fannies handed to us. They took tactical nukes out of the equation. Huge mistake, especially for our allies in the Baltics. When you move down the list in Syria, the Russians got everything that they needed. They believed they needed in Syria. And so they've been running circles
right
around
there.
Us. And I think it's the...
You know why the Russians are running circles around us when they can barely keep their lights on? Because our government funded 200,000 al-Qaeda jihadis to come out of Iraq and out of Turkey and out of Jordan to blow up hundreds of churches and kill people in Syria. And it made Assad, a bad guy, look like Jesus compared to that. Because he basically is. That's why, Representative Rogers, look like fools, because we have an evil policy and the world sees it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
That's right. Everything's fine. Everything is cool. Yeah, the Oscars are on tonight. Don't worry about the Russian troops pouring into Ukraine. Don't worry about George Soros going in there and stirring it all up and kicking out the elected president with a bunch of armed thugs. Don't worry about the leadership being neo-Nazis that actually wear giant swastikas. No. There's been big storms in California, folks, and it might mess up the Oscars. I mean, oh, my gosh. I'm going to run home tonight, and I'm going to sit there and watch those movie stars and just get so into it. Because everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. Doesn't matter if your healthcare doubles. Doesn't matter if you can't get the brain tumor removed and you die. Because everything is awesome. I'm part of the Obama cult. That is, of course, the Lego theme song, the Lego movie, which is an excellent, I think, libertarian film. It got attacked by some neocons as being anti-corporate. It wasn't anti-corporate. It was anti-Agenda 21, non-liberty. I think it had a very positive message. So let me just recap the big top story and then segue into everything else here as the dam breaks out of the top story 35 minutes into worldwide transmission on this live Sunday edition. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. That's Reuters. And they're calling it a declaration of war that they took a tiny peninsula area and a military base that they already had. So there you go. And I'm not defending Russia. I'm just saying the media is totally spinning this and talking about sanctions on Russia and NATO troops going in. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea when the West just fomented an overthrow of a government over there. I mean, it's not good. I mean, it'd be one thing if they overthrew it to replace it with a republic and people being able to own guns and liberty. You could at least argue it was moral. They're putting in an EU George Soros kleptocracy where the EU sucks the country dry. You know, if I had a choice between George Soros and Putin, I might take Putin. I mean, I've just about had enough of George Soros, who runs media organizations sworn to shut me down, who write lies about me every week. I'm not under attack by Vladimir Putin. I'm under attack by George Soros, who finances anti-free speech stuff in Congress. I mean, he's a guy over here squatting on America with Cloward and Piven and Get You on Welfare, and he's a huge recipient along with Warren Buffett of government bailouts. You know, that's who's in my life, not Vladimir Putin. Listen, Vladimir Putin gets in my life, he can go to hell. Never been to Russia. I don't have any, one drop of Slavic blood. Nothing against those people. Like their music, their culture. But here's the deal. I'm an American, and I got George Soros on my back, not Vladimir Putin. Understand? I see a Russian around here telling me what to do. I'll kick their ass. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I haven't seen one Russian going around telling me what to do. You understand that? And I mean that figuratively. Politically, in the info war, I will stomp them into the ground. Russia attacks any interest, I'll call for war with them. I'll call for limited war to push them out of that area, not nuclear. And then we'd have the moral high ground, and Russia might have a war with us that was just conventional. But you move into their homeland, their border, you move into the Crimea that's generally been with Russia throughout history, you are opening the door for them to launch nuclear attacks, folks. And then there goes your Oscars tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and worshiping LeBron James, okay? So that's what's going on, a giant crisis, and it could be orchestrated behind the scenes between the globalists and Putin, for all I know. So much stuff is rigged, I don't know, okay? I'm not romanticizing any side of this. This is a serious situation. Meanwhile, the neocon Trotskyites here in the U.S., that's who funded and founded the neocons. They had neocons last week claiming I'm some type of communist when I'm a total libertarian on record. Von Mises Institute type person. And then meanwhile, the neocons were founded by the Trotskyites, by Trotsky, who ran to the U.S. and then Mexico and got killed in Mexico by a Stalinist. So they created the fake conservative movement to take over conservatism and kill opposition. I love them criticizing me when they've got their sock puppet Al-Qaeda running roughshod over the Russians. Right sector calls on Russia's bin Laden to fight in Ukraine. Doku Umarov, leader of the Islamic Caucasus Emirate, an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the Caucasus, has now put out a videotape. And the right sector, the ultra-nationalist street-fighting group that targeted police prior to the coup in Ukraine with firearms, shooting police that weren't doing anything to them. That's very freedom fighterish, just to shoot cops that aren't doing anything to you. I mean that as sarcasm, folks. I don't call for that. I'm saying that's bad. Has called Doku Umarov to fight in a war against Russia. Yay, let's have Al-Qaeda attack the Russians. They're freedom fighters. I'm going to vomit here in a minute. I'm going to totally vomit. Here's another one. Officers of the 76th Russian Shock Troops Division operating in Ukraine. That was Zero Hedge reporting it before Reuters. As usual, the alternative media is the real media, breaking everything. 9 times out of 10, the alternative media is accurate and the mainstream's not, I'm telling you. We are not the alternative. We are now the dominant media. We have bigger audiences. Everything. And our budgets are getting as big as the establishment because the establishment bankers won't even put money behind MSNBC and CNN anymore because they don't even have the audiences of a local radio show. So they really are the mouse that couldn't roar. So that's just some of the news. Ukraine crisis, Moscow catches the world off guard, London Independent, it's run by a former Russian oligarch, I should just add for you. Rogers says Putin running circles around the U.S., already basically got into that article. Ukraine, Putin's Crimea aim is to make the West look weak. The real purpose of Russian troops in Ukraine is to undermine the credibility of NATO. No London Telegraph that's anti-Russian historically. The NATO is running up against the Russian border, and the Russians actually look weak, so they basically just secured their military bases on their border that they already had in Ukraine. And I hope they're restrained, and this doesn't turn into nuclear war. To which the neocons respond, I'm a Russian sympathizer. I'm not a sympathizer with Assad over in Syria. I just don't want to fund al-Qaeda to go in there and blow the whole place up and blow up 200 churches plus, or whatever it was, it's 500 total, estimated, in Syria and murder everybody. I mean, I'm not for al-Qaeda. And I apologize that I'm not for al-Qaeda. I know that's not trendy. I know that's seen as extreme. But, you know, as Rand Paul, another extremist, said, you know, we shouldn't be providing, or Ted Cruz said the same thing, an Air Force for al-Qaeda. And that's, he also, Ted Cruz, said that Obamacare would double your premiums, and it did. But he's a bad guy for telling the truth. So I apologize for that as well. I apologize for telling you Obamacare was a giant screw job, even though it is. So there, I'm being trendy now. Ukraine crisis test Obama's foreign policy focus on diplomacy over military force. That's out of the Washington Post. Russia moves to deploy troops in Ukraine. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting days after it happened. We could just show local news reporting, and that's what we do. But see, media in the West will never show what foreign media shows because it's all about how they're in control. So they only tell you days after when they can put it out themselves. Now, we've talked a lot about this big story. There's a bunch of other ones. Let me mention these that are coming up in the next segment. Sub-zero temperature days reaching record levels in the Midwest, killing people, causing power outages, unprecedented cold, maybe the coldest winter in 100 years, top meteorologists and meteorologist historians are saying. Billings reaches previous February snow record, 14.4 inches. Great Lakes approaches 100% ice cover for the first time on record in 300 years of recorded known history of the Great Lakes. That's from NOAA. That's the federal government. This is global warming, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't pay the money to Al Gore, so he said we'd all have melted ice caps by 2013. Of course, they got bigger than ever. That's going on. Separatists blamed for China knife attack. Kill 33. Well, it's the knives' fault. Ban knives. They came out and did it. Ban guns, too. Somalian leaders want female genitals cut. We're going to cover all this, but this is not the important news. I've got all the Hollywood news, all the Oscar news that really matters, and the football news coming up.
Obama, Obama.
Bang your head into Obama's loving arms.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, folks, just buy into the fraud. Bang your head into the lies of the New World Order. Embrace the dead. Embrace the tyranny. I think this song actually says it all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an axe grinder. Pile driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. I'm insane.
The teacher says that I'm one big.
Oh, here's the key. To the people up against the wall of tyranny. Don't bang your head going along with the system. That is banging your head up against a brick wall. Bang your head up against the New World Order's head, and we're going to see who gives up first. And I'll assure you, our heads are bigger, stronger, our necks are bigger than these chicken neck control freaks that want to run society into the ground. Oh, best part. I really want to be overrated.
I'm a finder.
And I'm a keeper.
I'm a keeper. I'm not a loser.
And I ain't no weeper. Listen, folks, we have the people to defeat the New World Order. We have the morals on our side. And it's time that we speak out against the globalists. Look, in closing, I'll say this about the situation in the Crimea, there in Central Eastern Europe, what's happening with Russia, with NATO, with the EU. The EU is sucking every country dry. The bureaucrats are exempt from taxes. Look it up. They are robbing everything, attacking the family, bringing in Agenda 21 environmental tyranny, total NSA-style spying, tracker chips in all the cars. Europe is a nightmare situation. People are running from the EU trying to get out. Most of the nations never voted to join it, like the UK. I have members of the UK Parliament on. I have members of the EU Parliament all the time. It is a nightmare. Even the elected groups can't vote to get out of it. And you've got this low moral, high ground, criminal new Soviet trying to take Eastern Europe over to suck them dry. The banksters openly want to suck Ukraine dry. The breadbasket of not just Russia, but Europe, to a great extent, with wheat and other staple production crops. And you've got all this going on. And the last 5 years, there's been all these attempts to overthrow the Russian government by the West and George Soros. And they're picking a fight with the Russian bear, folks, that isn't perfect. But compared to George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, I mean, Putin was a Nazi collaborator when he was 15 years old. And said he was proud of it, basically, like George Soros did on 60 Minutes, that he had no problem with what he did. So, you know, I just George Soros is trying to overthrow the Second Amendment and free speech here and trying to do it in Russia. And, I mean, I'm sick of him. I mean, haven't you had enough time on the planet? Haven't you done enough evil, Soros? I mean, is there no end to what you're up to? But I don't want to get off into some jag about George Soros. I just want to vomit. I want to vomit at his activities. I mean, he funds millions of dollars to groups like Media Matters run by the White House that openly call for free speech to be shut down and say my show is evil and I'm calling for violence and all these lies. They're connected into groups like Raw Story. Look at this headline. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, who was in the studio with us Friday for an hour, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. Well, the KKK was race politics, and the Democrats ran the KKK till the 60s, and Eisenhower passed the Civil Rights Act, and the Republicans did it. They were the anti-slavery party, folks. And so the Democrats flipped into race politics with minorities. And what we said is, for anybody who's informed, is total truth. I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, and I said that. They edited it up. And the great part is the first line is, Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' internet-only radio show on Friday. This Sunday show's on over 90 stations on record, some big, some small, all across the country, 590 a.m., formerly owned by President Lyndon Johnson, one of the top stations in the state. I'm broadcasting right here from my own studios in South Austin. We're on that station. We're on in Chicago. We're on into New York City. We're on into Los Angeles. I say into Los Angeles. We're on a station right outside L.A. We're on all over Oregon. We're on over 160 stations weekdays, 80, 90 stations. It varies on the Sunday show. We're on in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're on, I mean, it's on record. I mean, the 100,000 watt FM. And then another station, AM. In Knoxville, WBCR. I could just keep listing and neurotically. I know 10 stations in Oklahoma, 8 stations in Arkansas, Kansas. We're on Kansas City, St. Louis. AMF. But that's not even, I mean, that's a big part of our audience. I started out on 98.9 here in Austin. It's not talk anymore. It's music. Started out there. Station didn't have a lot of ratings. I had great ratings. That's where I got launched into syndication. I went on a station when didn't have any ratings. I had better ratings than Howard Stern did on the local station. And he had decent ratings for that station. The other station shows didn't have any ratings. It's Howard Stern and my show at night. I was on the weekend. 22 years old. Man, you got some ratings here. We'll give you a weeknight show. Well, you're doing good in the ratings there again, boy. I mean, I've been on AM and FM radio since 1996. I'm in the top 25 in Talkers Magazine of terrestrial radio. I have a million visitors to Infowars.com every day, 300,000 to PrisonPlanet.com, millions to MySpace, back when that was big, a day, millions to our Facebooks today, huge, everywhere. Just, I can't even aggregate my audience. It's so huge. But they want to control reality and say, it's basically like saying no one put gasoline in their cars today. Let me read this. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are absolutely exposing the fact that the Democratic Party was run and founded by the Ku Klux Klan, basically, in the modern age, and fought against the Republicans in Lincoln, and has been the party of slavery and division all along, and demographically couldn't win anymore. I mean, that should be the headline, but instead it's Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. Fox News host Tucker, why not say he's internet only? Internet only, Tucker Carlson. Internet only is a daily caller, like dominating, you know, as big as the New York Times online. Been around 4 years. I mean, how do you like that, morons? The Drudge Report, on record, International Studies, the New York Times admits, has more traffic and sets news headlines better than Twitter, Facebook, the New York Times, and the Washington Post confirmed. Why not just say Drudge is internet only? Drudge, you're internet only. I mean, these are like 70-pound 8-year-olds. 9-year-olds outside of a heavyweight boxing match or a UFC championship in Las Vegas saying those guys are wimps in there. We could kick their butts. I mean, this is all these little, and the only reason I mention this because they're pathetic and small is to show how pathetic they are. Piers Morgan, 380,000 viewers. A local radio show has more than that sometimes, you know, on a big station, more. These people are literally living in their own minds. My show in every metric exploding. Their websites, their news sites, imploding. Alternative media is the new dominant media. We're rising, they're imploding. And what is their sniveling, lying response? As you listen to me on AM and FM stations from Needles, California to Knoxville, Tennessee. Stations in Buffalo and Rochester and towns outside Manhattan, going into Manhattan, and stations beaming into Los Angeles, and stations beaming all over Texas, and in West Texas, East Texas, South Texas, Central Texas, AM and FM affiliates, Tampa, Florida, just back on the air where we were number one for a while, and the stations changed hands, and back on in. Well, where's Disney World? I visited the big Orlando. Boom, 880 or whatever, the big talker. I'm just dominating. I am not on AM and FM. You heard them. The Democrats said it. I am not even, in fact, I don't even have any listeners, folks. In fact, I don't even exist. You understand that? Matt Drudge doesn't have 10, 15 million viewers a day, readers, and can set the news agenda 10 times bigger than the New York Times ever could. No, no, he has nobody. Infowars.com, nobody. And I'm on no AMMs, no FMs, nothing, nobody. I don't have films. I didn't produce the number one downloaded film in history with over 180 million downloads now and views, loose change. I didn't produce films seen 50 million times, 40 million times, 20 million times. I haven't sold millions of DVDs. I am nobody. I am nothing. Raw story, nobody organization said so, and they control reality. Global warming's real and gonna kill you if you don't pay Al Gore. They're right. Carbon taxes are good. Ban all the guns, it makes us safe. You can keep your doctor, Obama tells the truth. There's no NSA spying. Nothing's a lie. Nothing's the fraud. Listen, the Democrats are not connected to the KKK. They're not race baiters. You're right. I have no audience. I'm on no stations. There's no second hour coming up. That's a lie, too, because I'm on no stations. It's all a lie. You're right. You're God.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mainstream news is even reporting what we told you years ago. Massive drone operations are being launched all over the United States. Police departments are spying on everything you're doing without warrants beyond the NSA. We're going to get into that at LA Weekly. We've got just all sorts of insanely important news that is coming up. Guys, it's all my fault, but I'm having trouble finding my stack of, it was like an AP article and a couple others admitting drone operations, watching the American people. I had that in my stack. I wanted to show that in the next segment. Well, you guys, I'll try to find it during the break, but if not, just reprint it for me. The reason, yeah, it's Sacramento Bee too. Yeah, print me that. But not from InfoWars. Print me the actual Sacramento Bee there, guys. Now, continuing, folks, the reason I went into that rant is they get up there on the news 2 years ago, and I hate to keep bringing up Drudge Report, it's what happened. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about all these articles about how they were using drones to spy on farmers and arrest poachers and people they thought were rustling cattle in North Dakota and places. So he wrote an article about it, and DrudgeReport.com picked it up. And then they had literally in the Associated Press and a bunch of other newspapers, not just AP Wire, they said, it's not true, there's no drones, no one's watching you. But our article had all these links to local newspapers and the FAA and the FBI and Border Patrol and the Defense Department and Wired Magazine. I mean, we weren't even breaking this. It was just an article, a boiled-down article. And that's why they don't like our articles. Because if Wired or somebody does an article, they just report on one thing. We at InfoWars.com, at least most of the time, that's what I try to do, is we try to show you that what's happening now, but then connect it to how we see what's going on. Like, hey, see all this backstory? What do you think of that? There's a bunch of this going on. Connect the dots. And they came out and they said, hey, there are no drones. And this Kurt Nimmo story, it was 2012, about 2 years ago, does not exist. And I mean, I had stacks of mainstream news admitting it was going on in government documents. And so that's why I get upset and start yelling and screaming, is because these people are a hoax and a fraud. They didn't want opposition forming to it before they PR'd it and rolled it out so that you would accept it. Just like the NSA spying I told you about 16, 17 years ago. Just like the torture camps I told you about 5 years before it was in the news. Just like everything we told you about beforehand. It's all in congressional hearings, government documents. It's all, I'd hardly break anything. It's already in the record. We just go tell you about it. You know, it's like I remember a couple of years ago, police departments got grants for light bulbs that get data down the power line and spy on everybody and can even create an optic eye effect and watch you. That's how high tech stuff is now. They have like one little chip in the light bulb. They also have data light bulbs. And they made national news stories saying I was a liar. But it's back in the news now saying, isn't it great the light bulbs are going to communicate with everything in your house? This is what's frustrating is, it's like the guy in the pizza place 12 years ago. I remember because my wife was first pregnant. It was 12 years ago. And the guy walks in the pizza place and shoves me in the back. Conan's Pizza. And I turned around and I went, hey, you got a problem, man? He said, hey, I used to listen to your show. But I got a UT degree in biology. They don't have goats that are part spiders. I don't appreciate you lying. Now, when did you get a degree? Well, 1976, University of Texas. I went, man, just search engine spider goats. It's like CBS News, AP, you name it. And I said, and he started getting in my face. I said, listen, man, get out of my face. And I said some other stuff, but I'm not going to act tough because the guy was kind of bowing up. I guess he had a problem. But you know, it sounded Buck Rogers. He wanted to confront me. Now everybody knows about spider goats now. Imagine the Raw story run by the Democratic Party, who's threatened me repeatedly when we post a blurb of their stories, you name it. Raw story comes out and says I'm internet only, which I'd be more proud of the fact if I would have started pure internet and dominated the way Matt Drudge did. I started AM and FM on my own off access, but still, I didn't start purely internet and dominate from internet only. In fact, there's really no one out there that's done that news-wise except from the beginning. There's been some more modern examples, but Drudge was the first. The point is, I am successful uphill in AM and FM radio, and to lie to their audience like that, when they have a long history with us, shows how they prey on you. They're predators.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one of the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Now, 7 minutes into the second hour of the Sunday worldwide transmission, I want to open the phones up on the subject of Ukraine today for military veterans and active duty. What is your view? I know active duty overwhelmingly were against aiding al-Qaeda openly or even covertly to attack Syria because these were groups that U.S. military had fought. And some of these al-Qaeda people in the BBC and others brag that they'd killed Americans and would continue to kill Americans, but thank you for the weapons. Very arrogant scum. And our government didn't really control them. They were just arming them and turning them loose. I'm not saying there aren't radical Muslim extremists. That's a fact. The point is they're just arming them and like turning them loose like a group of piranhas or a hornet's nest you've beaten with a baseball bat to go infest some country that's done nothing like Syria and then to kill everybody. And then to use the threat of the hornets flying around to take liberties domestically. I want to hear from military about Ukraine. Where do you stand on this? Because it's a very complex issue. And I don't, again, sit there and romanticize. That's the only word to describe it, what's going on with Putin and the Russians. But they're being pushed by NATO, in my view, and that is a fact. They're being pushed by Soros and the State Department and John Kerry. And there's a destabilization program, and they're trying to do it inside Russia. And I don't think poking a grizzly bear is a good idea, especially when we have a giant 800-pound maggot, a maggot whale, defecating all over us like George Soros with all of his political detritus. Gun control, you know, destroy the family, push marijuana. I'm for decriminalization, but not marijuana culture bombed out of your brain, drug culture. Just because I don't want to fill the prisons with nonviolent offenders doesn't mean I endorse the monstrosity that is Denver now and this culture of not working and staying so stoned out of your melon that you don't even know how to tie your shoelaces. Again, all of this in moderation, ladies and gentlemen. So I want military personnel's take on that. Police, your take on it. But most importantly, because we got 20 phone lines on Sunday. We run our own system on Sunday, not weekdays, because I still do it through Genesis and it's good backup and they're up in Minnesota and they're good guys. Well, they only have 6 phone lines. We have 20 phone lines. We actually have 100. We dial it down to 20. And when we open it up for a few minutes and then we turn it back off, that's the calls that come in. I've been on national shows. We're getting 10 calls they're excited about. We could take 100 phone calls in 5 minutes. We would come in more than 100. Maybe a minute. But the point is, please, folks, don't call if you're not military active duty or recently got out or served in Eastern Europe and have a real view on this. I'll try to go to you quickly in the next segment. Or if you've been in politics over in Eastern Europe, you're Ukrainian or Russian, give us your view. I don't care if you disagree with me. I really want to hear what you have to say. I want to figure this out. I don't just go with one view and stick with it. I do my homework. And this is a fluid situation. But also, if you live in Ukraine, you got to call your country code in our 1-800 and use your digital phone or your audio, whatever it is, computer system. The toll-free number to join us here is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. And international, we have an international line, is 512-646-1776. Now, that's a politically incorrect FCC banned number, but being sarcastic. Well, they do want to put them in newsrooms now, so I guess it isn't a joke. 512-646, careful what you joke about, huh? May become true. Careful what you wish for. I don't wish for it. 512-646-1776. You dial your country access code 512-646-1776. Military, active duty, or recently out, or you're there 20 years ago in Ukraine. I want your take on it, 877-789-ALEX. Please, folks, we need this intel and to have this college of discussion. Don't call if it's not on that subject, because we don't really screen your calls. I want to discuss how you're really Jeff Bridges and how I'm schizophrenic. No, we're not going to have you on right now. This is time for grown-ups, ladies and gentlemen. I had somebody on the street like 2 weeks ago. Hey, Jeff. Come on, Alex. You know you're really Jeff Bridges. I turned around. The person really thought I was Jeff Bridges. I didn't know that was a whole other internet conspiracy. I'm Bill Hicks and Jeff Bridges. Folks, you didn't know that I'm actually really the guy that does House of Cards, or what's that show called? House of Cards. I'm really Kevin Spacey, ladies and gentlemen. I look more like Kevin Spacey, who I'm a fan of, even though I can't remember his name, than I am of Bill Hicks or Jeff Bridges. So I want to start that conspiracy. That's pretty cool. I'm actually Kevin Spacey. They're going to pick up on that and believe it. See, that's the problem. The mainstream media has lost all credibility. And so now there's a vacuum, and the public doesn't believe anything. They don't even believe me 3 days before the mainstream news reported it, that the Russians started moving into eastern Ukraine, even though it was confirmed, and they passed it in the Duma 2 days ago. That's the government in Russia. They don't even believe Russia exists. 1 in 4 Americans doesn't even know the planet orbits the sun. We can go out and get 9 out of 10 Austinites at UT with degrees going, I'm a chemist. And should we ban hydrogen monoxide for Obama? Or Obama, anything, Obama. And we actually have that video where they called to ban dihydrogen monoxide. They called to ban water. Mark Dice has done it out in L.A. Penn and Teller did it before. They said, for the earth, we're going to ban dihydrogen monoxide and sodium chloride. That's salt. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. So I want to hear from military, Russian, U.S., Ukrainian, NATO. This is your chance. International line, 512-646-1776. That is, to tyrants, that's profanity on air. 1776. I have like Tourette's syndrome. It's liberty, freedom, private property, family, Second Amendment, self-defense, John Wayne. Oh, man, the profanity that is coming out. Men are men, women are women, fast cars, high horsepower. I heard Ferrari's coming out with a hybrid vehicle. That is blasphemy. I think that new BMW that looks so awesome. But then I heard it's hybrid. I mean, I won't even look at it now. It's like because it doesn't even work. I mean, these electric cars come from coal power that you guys say is so evil, and then it's an electric car with gasoline. Kind of freaks me out when a car, you go to a red light, it stops idling. That's kind of satanic, folks. That's like throwing crucifix in you know what, like in that federally funded artwork or something. I mean, you want to get into blasphemy, folks? All right, seriously, I'm going to get serious here. We're going to take your phone calls. And then coming up, record cold hitting the entire United States. The answer is pay Al Gore more money because he said we'd be in record heat and total ice caps melted. That's not true, but so what? They control reality. White House connected, George Soros connected groups have come out, Media Matters and also Raw Story, and said we have no AM and FM affiliates. We're internet only. That's why they're talking about us. And it doesn't matter if that's not true on record. They control reality. So if they said the earth's made of cheese, or if George Soros actually fought the Nazis as a young man, did you know that? He wasn't a collaborator on record, he admits, on 60 Minutes. He actually killed Hitler. George Soros, as a 15-year-old, went into the bunker and killed Hitler. Raw Story said so. And he also saved Christ. Christ was never killed. He pulled Christ down off the cross. They grew wings, flew to heaven together on fiery chariots. Raw Story said so. And Raw Story, by the way, you know, they actually prove the Easter Bunny's real and Santa Claus. So, I mean, that's what I mean. The condescension, the preying on their authoritarian, fake, left-wing Ku Klux Klan audience is the real issue. We're going to come back with your phone calls.
I think only the government should have firearms. Then they'll treat us nice. It sure worked in Germany and Russia and now China. Obama.
If you are receiving this transmission, Obama, you are the Obama, resistance.
Obama.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
No, Obama, shut it down. Fairness doctrine. Put the FCC in the newsroom. Obama.
All right. right, get them out of here. We had some fair use time there with the globalist supporters on air before we went to the full transmission there. I apologize for them crashing into the broadcast. All right, let's get serious. Let's go to your phone calls right now in this segment and the next. In the final segment, we have a special report filed, Lifestyles of the Drunk and Brainless, dealing with the general public, not knowing about the Bill of Rights or Constitution, shot right here in Austin, Texas, by the ever intelligent and informative Leanne McAdoo and John Bount. And TV viewers will be tortured by having a look at Leanne McAdoo if you watch us on PrisonPlanet.tv, and John Bount as well. Very handsome as well. So that is all coming up in the final segment with a bunch of news on the NSA, on the Oscars, on fake news, glamorizing not just Obama, but Rahm Emanuel now with Jimmy Fallon, and all the fake news. Media admitting, even mainstream media admitting it's all fake. But let's go to your phone calls. We got Bubba, Paul, Jeremy, John, Pam, James, you name it. Got a lot of callers calling about other stuff. We're talking about the Ukraine that could be the trigger for World War III. What is your view? Former, current military, police, folks in Europe. I can usually give the number out in Australia or in Egypt and get some calls on an issue. I don't see anybody from Ukraine. I got Canada, Illinois, which is kind of like the Soviet Union. So I guess that is from kind of like 1982 from the Soviet Union. Illinois is a great state, but it's kind of run by the Soviet Union. From another dimension, we got Virginia, Texas, Arkansas, Texas. Again, we got an international line, folks. Or you can call the regular number, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from Ukraine or Russia. You name it. Anybody over there in Eastern Europe or into the Caucasus or into the whole Rus area, 877-789-ALEX. Right now, let's go to Bubba in Virginia. He served 10 years in Germany, then we got active military. Paul in Texas wants to comment on Ukraine. What's your take on this, Bubba?
Yeah, let's see. I was over in Germany for quite some time, starting back around 2000s, 2001s. They actually start having different meetings for how we're going to put bases over in different parts of what used to be former Eastern Europe, or former Eastern Soviet Union there.
Which is provocative.
Right, exactly. So we're putting places. We got ASGs actually looking at putting area support groups equivalent to over in Poland. I know some guys have gone over there and some stuff. Kosovo, Yugoslavia, places like that. So, yeah, we're basically, you know, we're fringing right on the borders.
Encircling so. Russia, yes. That's the public plan exactly. Is to bring Russia down by the White House, yes.
Exactly. And then the whole thing going on with Ukraine, just from things I've seen and read in history books and everything, to me, this seems somewhat similar to when Kermit Roosevelt was over in Iran. You know, they got provocateurs in there. They go in there with a bunch of money, you know. But basically, you use Bechtel and other corporations like that, and George Soros corporations. They go in there, and they pay a bunch of hooligans to start riots and carry on. And they don't want to join the EU, I can guarantee you that. Because I can tell you, when I went to places like Czechoslovakia and stuff, they would rather take my dollars. Well, they take crown over euros. They do not want euros. They don't want anything to do with the euros because, you know, it's bad news. It's going to crash. And you know it's going to bring down their economy. So those people in the Ukraine that are wanting to deal with the EU and become part of the EU, I'm telling you, they better look out because they're tying their own hangman's noose.
Well, very sophisticated points you make that the majority of Ukrainians, they voted it down in elections, do not want to join the EU and be saddled with debt and enslaved. I mean, that's like wanting to join with leukemia or wanting to join with syphilis. I mean, it's not a good deal. And so they just activate a bunch of thugs to blow stuff up. The government stands down. They take over. That gives the Russians a vacuum to come in. The word is they stood down to the Western powers by some of our sources. The government did, who's pro-Russia, so Russia would have an excuse to come in. And that may actually be the double, triple cross in all this. And that's why it's such a mess. The problem is, historically, the Russians will not back down. And so, people like nuclear war, get ready for it. I appreciate your call. It's not like we're led by like Eisenhower or something or Ronald Reagan, folks. It's Barack Obama who's busy raising old ladies' insurance prices. I mean, it's just a sickening situation. Paul in Texas, active duty military. What is your take on all this, Paul?
Hey, Alex. A lot of things going on. Basically, a couple of points and just something to think about. Last week, our president said that he was going to shrink the military to the smallest size that it's been since World War II. Next thing you know, Russia has decided that they would make an end run down through the to the Crimea, to their deep water port at Sebastopol. That's where they keep all their carrier operations are out of that base.
They don't have a choice. I mean, isn't it like when the commies took over Cuba, the U.S. seized Guantanamo because their ships were there?
Oh, absolutely. The interesting part of this is that entire corridor that they came down through to Sebastopol, all those folks speak Russian. They're pro-Russian anyway, so it's not even a big deal to those guys. The Ukrainians are in the on the western part of the country where they actually speak Ukrainian, and that's where all the
And AP and Reuters is saying Russia invaded Ukraine. No, they didn't. They secured their military bases. And I'm not saying that's I'm not judging that. It's just a fact. They secured the Russian-held area and their military bases.
On the economic side, most of the natural gas that Europe uses runs through the pipelines that run through the Crimea.
That's right.
And the next place they need to be very careful of is Moldova, because the remainder of the pipelines run through there.
Very well said. Where do you think this is all going?
I think Putin takes a lot of pleasure in punking our president, and he's doing a real good job at that.
Well, they just keep thinking everybody's going to bend over, and the Russians aren't going to do it. Good point. Folks, you hear why I want to talk to active duty military? They know the ports. They know the names. They've done all the research. I've done it, too, but it's just good to hear it. The average American doesn't know the Earth orbits the sun, folks. The average American will ban water in a poll if they say it's for Obama. The average American will vote to have their power plant shut down and have their prices doubled. The average American would vote to have their head chopped off if it was trendy. But I talked to the military. They always know what's going on. Oh, I love it. Ugh. I didn't used to just gush about the military, but they always say, oh, military intelligence, what an oxymoron. I've learned more from military, regular enlisted people and non-commissioned officers and officers, than I would ever learn from the establishment professors. And I'm not talking about all professors, like if they're in law or in electrical engineering or something. The general, though, you know, political professors are a bunch of joke hacks that don't know what planet they're living on. And me personally, I'm living in the 21st century in a real risk game. It's incredibly exciting. I'm not into football because I'm learning all the real players in the world and finance and banking and regions and what's happening in Nigeria and the Muslims in the north and what's happening in Transylvania and Romania and Bulgaria and what's going on in southern Mexico and what's happening in Japan right now. That adult diapers outsell baby diapers, not because the population is aging, which it is, but because it's so much fun and trendy to poop on yourself in Japan. I mean, that's mainstream news. I'm not even into stuff like that. It's just so amazing. That's another factoid. What else will I learn? Well, we'll learn more together coming up with your phone calls.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a
side. And his name is Obama.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway. My love is in league with a 50 cal. I'll shoot an old truck at a mile away with a tracer. I'll watch the fuel tanks explode into the night. Then I'll fire 9 more rounds explosively. They'll all impact, exploding in the night. Why did I deserve to be born in Texas? It just gets better and better. There you go. I'm just making stuff up. That really happened, but making it up as I go on top of the wonderful voice of the Golden God, as he's known, Robert Plant, bringing us in, broadcasting worldwide. What's that Doors song, the Texas beat? You know, the Texas backbeat. It starts out with Jim Morrison going, yeah, it's a Texas sound. We need to find that. Just like Jim Morrison, the Texas sound, or Texas radio, Texas ranch radio. What is the name of that song? We need to come in at the next segment with that. I haven't played that in like 15 years on radio. Listen, we got a bunch of other news to cover in the next segment. I'm taking your phone calls. It is called The Wasp, but it's got another name. It's like Texas radio, I think. John in Canada, John in Michigan, James in Arkansas, Brad in Nebraska, Jeremy in Illinois. We're talking to former, current military folks over in Ukraine, you name it, about what they think about the situation. I know it's not as important about a bunch of Botox, egomaniac people in their Hollywood that's going bankrupt, L.A. that's collapsing, in the mayor's own words, situation. And not that I don't like some of the movies, but give me a break. I'll choose what I like. I'm going to sit there and watch them all in their big narcissistic event. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Canada, recently retired military. What is your take on all this, John? Well, that's interesting, John. What else do you think, John? John is the equivalent on talk radio of disappearing ink. He's not there. Let's let him go. Let's go to James in Arkansas. Next caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, you say you're a military veteran, spent a lot of time in Ukraine. What's your take on this?
Yeah, thanks for not being a sellout and telling the truth about what's going on over there.
I'm trying my best. I've studied it, but I still don't want to be overconfident because it's complex. What is your take?
Yeah, I spent pretty much 05, 06, 07 over there in Kyiv, Odessa, Nikolaev, Sevastopol, Zaporozhye, Kharkov. Most of Ukrainians, I don't believe they want to join the EU.
Well, they voted against it openly, yes.
Yeah. They.
So George Soros is showing them now.
That's right. They're used to more freedoms and liberties than what we usually have here. They're not going to like joining up with the EU. I think there are more. Most of them are on the side of Russia there, I would have to say. Now, in the western part near Poland, there are, you know, Nazi sympathizers. Oh, don't speak Russian, speak Ukrainian. And Hitler was a good guy. Too bad he didn't.
Oh, no. The deputy prime minister is literally photos of him heiling Hitler. With images of women with blonde hair shooting electricity out of their hands. I mean, wow, I've never seen fascist iconography like that. I mean, they're really taking the cake now.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I guess George Soros is coming home. I mean, he was a top Nazi sympathizer in his area. What was it, Romania?
Yeah, I sure hope they don't. The EU don't mess around or the West too much over there anymore. I would like to move
Well,
over
you know,
there.
Napoleon and Hitler messed around with Russia, and you know how that ended up.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, she's from Peru, and she can't wait to go visit over there with me.
Well, I hear and I see the women and the culture of Ukraine are very, very nice-looking ladies. And I hear they're very feminine, and of course that's politically incorrect. But don't worry, the EU will put stuff in their water to make the women look like men and the men look like women. So they'll get the Ukrainians. They'll get the five-year-olds wearing dresses and saluting Obama when they're done.
Yeah, I hope not. Very healthy over there. I can meet up with other Americans and believe how old they are, 45 or 60, and they look like they're 25 or
30. I have talked to businessmen that go anywhere in Eastern Europe where they're off the GMO and stuff. They go, man, I smoked cigarettes, drank, ate like a pig, lost 40 pounds. Like the French are just eating like pigs, smoking, having sex 8 times a day. Live longer, less cancer, because there's no GMO, folks. I mean, they live like pigs, and they live longer than us. When my dad was growing up, it was chicken fried steaks, total stuff constantly, and there was no issues with weight. I'm telling you, GMO and rats make them big and fat. I appreciate your call. God bless you. What an evil American. He loves freedom. Jeremy in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your take on the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, hello, this is Jeremy. Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we know. We announced you're Jeremy. Go ahead. Are you former military?
No, I'm not.
I don't mean to be rude to you. Have you been to Ukraine?
No, I've never been to Ukraine.
But see, I don't screen the calls. I said former military that's been over there, or active duty, or people in Ukraine or Russia. We want that intel. You got 30 seconds. Make your point.
Yeah, you know, there's a global banker that's in charge of Ukraine now.
That's right. They put an IMF banker in there. That's right. Good point.
Yeah. And now the Russia has sent a military vessel down to Cuba, and I wonder if they're listening into tapping into America. I wonder.
Oh, I think they're paying attention. Yes, and they've got their own issues. I'm not again saying they're a bunch of angels. It's just that it's all. And I'm trying to be mean to you, Jeremy. It's just we're talking to. Look, I haven't gotten one. And usually I can do this. This is very upsetting. If I kept this for a few days, the lines would be loaded with it. I want calls from Ukraine. I know most of the phones aren't working there. I've been told in some areas. Or Russia, or Poland, or Germany. What is your take in Europe on this? We'll open the phones completely up. Okay? 877-789-ALEX. Dial your country code and use that, or the international line. Your country code, access code, 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. I want your take over there on this. John in Michigan, former military with Ukraine experience. Go ahead, John.
Alex, hey.
Go ahead.
I know a lot about the history of Ukraine, and I personally think this is an imperial policy going back 200 years by the British Empire. You know, they have this constant encroachment upon Russia, and it's telling because, I mean, the economic situation in the transatlantic region right now, I personally think it's going to blow out, and it's going to make, like, Lehman Brothers look like a joke, you know? And its potential disintegration of incomplete Europe financial system, U.S. financial system, then you're confronted with a completely different dynamic in the Asian world where China, Korea, India, Russia, they're all progressing, you know? So what comes into play is the old geopolitical impulse of the British Empire to say, you know, we can't tolerate Asian countries basically advancing or developing. They'd rather risk total destruction, you know,
And by the way, what you're saying is Brzezinski's own policy, and it doesn't mean we progress either. It's not even the British that are doing it. The British Empire model of Balkanization, Royal Commission, 1949, bankrupt everyone but the elite to control us, is Agenda 21, is the neo-fascist fake liberal agenda that is being carried out in the name of liberalism. Absolutely right. They want to stop everyone's progress. You have hit the nail on the head. Go ahead.
I mean, what really makes a dangerous situation here is the geographical position of Ukraine. It reaches deep into the former Soviet territories, you know, and various points in history. Ukraine has, you know, been part of Russia. You know, Kiev was actually the capital of Russia at one time.
That's right.
Not until their independence in the early 90s. And Ukraine's border is only 480 kilometers from Moscow. I mean, that's like the distance between San Francisco and L.A. I mean,
yeah, no, the Russians in the last 400 years have had countless wars in that area with everybody trying to take them over. So this is like a football field they've been on constantly. And they know they're letting them get up to their one-yard line, NATO and George Soros, who wants to, you know, sterilize every Russian child there is, basically. That's the agenda. So they're right up to their border. I'm not romanticizing the Russian government, but at least they're not genocidal against their own people. Putin pays Russians to have kids. It's unbelievable. God bless you. Another great caller. I just can't believe how smart these callers are today. Brad in Nebraska is a retired military, Crimea Russian language expert. So we'll get his take as a final caller on that. And then I've got some other news and a special report, Lifestyles of the Drunken Brainless. We'll premiere that here on air coming up. Straight ahead, I am your host, Alex Jones. And we've got a special visit from Obi-Wan Kenobi. These aren't the radio stations you're looking for.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. And a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance. Others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this thin route. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died.
Sunday transmission. Final segment. We're every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars News.
The Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered.
Jim Morrison taking us in there, the Texas Big Beat. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide transmission. All right, folks, I've got a couple calls I want to get to and a lot of news to cover, but I only mention this, not that it's important or not that it matters. That's why the mainstream media is dying, but White House connected, George Soros connected, Media Matters connected. Raw story. came out with an article saying Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, when he was on Friday with me in studio, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. And that's just a historical fact. We break it down in the full interview that's on InfoWars.com. They go on to say Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' internet-only radio show Friday. The two men shared their paranoia about Latino immigrants. Well, no, I mean, they're going to vote to take the guns. I mean, that's the Democratic Party says that, dubbing them the new Ku Klux Klan. We didn't say that. We said that the Democratic Party couldn't stop the Republicans with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, so they flipped from being the racist to then race politics with minorities, but making it about race, not issues. We should all be unified around Bill of Rights Constitution. So it's this whole article is a deception on what we really said. And then they say, I'm on no AM or FMs, when this show, last time I checked, was on 90-something. It varies back and forth. The weekday show, over 160. It's in Talkers Magazine. The affiliates are all listed. You're listening to us all over the country on AM and FM stations. We've dominated on the internet as well. It's just freaky to see how they say Obamacare doesn't raise your premiums and you can keep your doctor. And it doesn't have death panels when it does. It's freaky to see Obama say the NSA doesn't listen to Americans when it does. It's freaky to see him say we didn't ship guns to Mexico when they did. It's freaky to say they didn't stand down at Benghazi when they did. It's freaky when Al Gore says the North Pole melted this year when it didn't. It got bigger. I mean, it's scary. It's scary how they lie. It's scary. I try to tell the truth and make mistakes and get upset and come back and correct it. I try to tell the truth. I couldn't imagine telling my listeners, you know, the Washington Monument doesn't exist and the sun doesn't. But Obama, our God, our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx says, Barack Obama, he exists. Nothing exists but Obama. The sun comes up because of him. He is everything. Kim Jong-il is everything. I mean, Hitler is everything. Mao is everything. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the ignorance of the public. I'm a liberal. Thomas Jefferson. Guns, family, property, freedom. Do what you want. The Democrats are a bunch of criminal scum, and the Republican leadership is as well. The average Democrat in the street's a well-meaning person, part of their group. They are loyal to the group. I don't blame you. But all I'm saying is look at your leadership. They're taking over. If the Republicans were taking over, I'd be against them. They're dangerous. I want separation of powers. But this mind control is like, you know, when Luke Skywalker's talking to Jabba the Hutt or Hillary Clinton, he says, he goes, don't try that, Cheney Jedi. I'm not weak-minded. Well, I'm not weak-minded either. But this stuff works on the public. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. So why doesn't Ross Story just say, I don't exist? They're attacking me every couple days because I do exist and I'm kicking their ass. But let's go ahead and go to a training video for George Soros and things like Ross Story. Here it is.
How long have you had these droids?
About 3 or 4 seasons.
They're up for sale if you want them.
Let me see your identification.
That's the Reuters Ross Story guy.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Alex doesn't have any audience.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He doesn't exist.
He can go about his business.
Now move along.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along.
I mean, these people literally think they control reality. And a hero like Obi-Wan Kenobi, an archetype, I don't want to compare, you know, the guide in archetypes to these people. They're the opposite of the guide. The point is he's using misdirection against the weak-minded who are evil. They're trying to suppress and manipulate people that are trying to find the truth and who think they're liberals, who are literally the heart of a fascist control freak cult. Now, let's go to the big report before a few phone calls for Brad and Scott, if we have time to get to them. I'm going to at least get to Brad, but probably Scott. Here is a Leanne McAdoo, John Bound report. It's not as powerful if you're not watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, but they went out to Austin to talk to folks on 6th Street. Do they know what killed John Adams is the big question. And the obvious answer is Air Force One, John Adams, ate peanuts. Here it is, folks.
Special assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Looking for the true patriots. Is the knowledge still alive and well?
He's on a
party scene on
electric
6th Street
bull
in Austin, Texas.
Mechanical.
Can you name all 7 continents of the earth?
So there's Asia, Africa, South America, North America.
She's pretty good.
Europe. Antarctica.
Eurasia.
South.
Trendy.
No, wait.
Trendy.
Oh, yeah. Is Australia? No, Australia's not a continent.
Oh, it is a continent.
Asia?
Antarctica. Arctic.
America. South America.
Africa, yeah. China.
Japan. Hong Kong. You know, Canada. You know, Africa.
Three of the Bill of Rights. That would be... Man, you are picking a hard night for me.
Can you name the vice president?
Dick Cheney?
John Boehner.
Was John Adams allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
Yes.
Yes.
He was. I think that's how he died.
Really?
Yeah, the peanuts.
That's tragic. It is.
So,
somebody should have been on board making sure, you know, eating the peanuts before he did.
Leanne McAdoo. Hot. Everybody knows that.
You remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
1941.
The journey to find some red-blooded Americans continues.
When we fought Hitler, what war was that?
World War II.
Only the transvestite knows.
Thank you very much.
You're a true patriot. He's a patriot.
Of course I am. I'm an American. Are you?
John Adams, was he allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
No.
No?
No. You finished, but no, that's not my understanding of how he died.
Who is the greatest president of the United States?
Mandela. Well, we've had some very interesting responses out here mingling with the drunk and brainless, but the jury is still out on whether or not there is any hope for humanity. Now, if you've got some questions that you'd like us to ask these fine folks the next time we're out here, leave your suggestions in the comments below.
And John Bound gets thrown off the bowl here. This is awesome. This video's on InfoWars right now. I'm looking at him head first off the bowl. Unbelievable. Let's jam in a few calls. Brad, Nebraska, retired military, Crimea Russian language linguist. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, your call screener got that wrong. I said there was a language component to the whole Crimean
thing. Okay, well, they wrote that on the screen. Go ahead.
Oh, my Russian's as good as FBS Russian.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead and make your point, brother.
Hey, they passed a referendum in the Ukraine a couple months ago saying that minority languages could be used for business and daily use, Russian being included in those minority languages. As soon as the new government took over, they excluded that, and they told everybody, no, we got to go back to all Ukrainians, which instantly ticked off most of the Crimea. And the other point I wanted to make is I was looking at the masked men that have been surrounding the parliament building there in the Crimea, and they're definitely, I don't think they're Russian military. I think they're just local Crimeans because the weapons handouts are a lot different from picture to picture. So I think it's the Crimeans that have started this to separate themselves from the Ukrainians. And one of the parliament members of the Crimea has, the autonomous state of Crimea, I might add, said that we invited Russia to come in and kind of safeguard stuff until...
No, that's right. They're on record. Great points. I'm out of time. Hey, crew, excellent job as usual. All of our affiliates that do not exist, according to Obi-Wan Raw Poopy Story, one of Obama's droppings... In fact, this show does not exist according to Obama. Just remember that. And you can keep your doctor, and there's no NSA, and they're not coming for your guns, and everything's fine. So enjoy the IRS has officially announced they're going to garnish your wages for Obamacare. So get ready for that. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission.